The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out! Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this gospel. You might like this. You might find this interesting. Okay. Gospel begins with a seemingly irrelevant detail that the disciples had forgotten to bring bread along with them before they got into the boat. And so, you know, just at the surface of things, it seems like they'd forgotten to replenish their food supplies. And Mark says they only had one loaf with them in the boat. The actual Greek word there is arton, which means bread, not loaf. Literally, they only had one bread with them in the boat. But a couple lines later, it says they actually have no bread with them in the boat. So if they've got no bread with them in the boat, but Mark says there's one bread with them in the boat, then what's the one bread? Or maybe I should say, who's the one bread? Who's with them in the boat, right? Christ our Lord, the bread of life. He's the one who's with them in the boat, and he's all they need. He's the one who's just fed 5,000. He's just fed 4,000. There's nothing more they could possibly need, and he's right with them there in the boat. Boat's kind of like a metaphor for life. You know, he's right there with them in their life. Make sense? Yes. Yes, okay. Didn't make sense to the apostles, though. And it says they were hardened of heart. Mark is the only gospel writer who ever attributes hardness of heart to the disciples of Jesus. It's always used to refer to the adversaries of Jesus, like the scribes and the Pharisees. But they didn't understand. They were hard of heart. And so Jesus warns them with this little mini parable. Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And what the heck does that mean? Let's find out. Okay, leaven, or yeast, as you know, is something that if you put just a little measure of it into a batch, it quickly permeates the whole and causes the whole loaf to rise. Jesus had just finished giving a parable about leaven. Remember that parable? And the woman puts the leaven into this huge batch of dough and the whole thing rises up, and that follows the parable that he talked about, the mustard seed, which is this tiny little seed, and it causes a great big tree to grow up, and with a message being that, you know, maybe you only have a little bit of goodwill, maybe you only have a little bit of faith, don't you worry, that's all you need, works like leaven, spreads through the whole, okay? Today, Jesus warns the apostles, and warns us, the reverse works as well. You got to ask yourself this question. What do you have in your heart? Good leaven or bad? Because there's leaven that causes hardness of heart. It was the leaven of the Pharisees. What was the leaven of the Pharisees? Well, they had their hypocrisy and they had their insincerity in their hearts, didn't they? And it quickly permeated the whole of them and caused them hardness of heart. What was the leaven of Herod? Herod had an ego on him. Remember what he did to John the Baptist when he had that great big party? And he was so concerned about everybody's public opinion and he became a coward when he should have been a hero. Little tiny thing, that leaven of his ego, but it spread, didn't it? Permeated, led to his hardness of heart. And Jesus wants us to be aware, you know, sin can work like leaven too, and you got to be careful and catch it before it spreads. St. Paul used that same image in his letter to the Corinthians, and he said, if sin is left unchecked, first, it permeates the heart of the individual who has it, and out of the individual who has it, it starts to permeate all throughout the church. Does that sound familiar? Have we lived through anything like that in our own time? Yes, yes, or yes. Okay, so what do we do? What do we do about it? Well, we go back to the very beginning. Jesus was with them in the boat, and he is all they needed. He's with us in our lives, too. And we want to keep our attention fixed on him. And when our attention slips, we want to bring our attention back to him. He uses these two numbers here of 12 and 7 for the numbers of fragments of bread that were gathered up. Those numbers aren't accidental. 12, as you know, was the number of the tribes of Israel. 7 was believed to be the number of Gentile nations in the world. So who's the bread of life for all the children of Israel and for all the nations of the world? Who alone is all-sufficient? Christ our Lord. A little tiny thought for you here for the day, right? So when you feel your own weakness, to remember this, he's present to us all. Let's be present to him as well. Amen.